Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to another episode of The Dopamine Fast. Today we're diving deep into something that's near and dear to my heart, self-care, especially for women. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-care? Isn't that just bubble baths and face masks? And sure, those things can be nice, but we're going way beyond the surface today. We're talking about truly nourishing your mind, body, and soul because, let's face it, women carry a lot on their shoulders. We're juggling careers, families, relationships, societal expectations. Sometimes it feels like there's no end to the list. But here's the thing. Neglecting self-care isn't just about feeling burnt out. It can seriously impact our mental health. And that's not something we want, right? So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that can help you prioritize your well-being and become a total badass in every aspect of your life. First off, recognize that self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car on empty, right? You need to fuel it up to keep going. Your mental health is the same way. It requires consistent attention and care to function at its best. So, stop feeling guilty for taking time for yourself. It's an investment in your overall well-being. Second, define what self-care truly means to you. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. What brings joy and relaxation to one person might be completely different for another. Maybe it's reading a good book, going for a hike, spending time with loved ones, or even just having some quiet time alone. Explore different activities and find what recharges your batteries. Third, make it a habit, not a luxury. Schedule self-care into your week like you would any other important appointment. Block out that time in your calendar and treat it as non-negotiable. You wouldn't skip a doctor's appointment, right? So why skip your own mental health check-ins? Fourth, learn to say no. This one is tough, I know. But saying no to commitments that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities is crucial. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your time and energy. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Finally, remember that self-care is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel amazing and other days when you just want to crawl under the covers. That's perfectly normal. Be kind to yourself, practice forgiveness, and keep moving forward. Celebrate your wins, big and small, and never underestimate the power of taking care of yourself. Ever felt like you were constantly running on empty? Like you had so much on your plate that it was impossible to catch up? I know I have. It can feel overwhelming, especially as women who often shoulder a disproportionate amount of responsibility. Remember that time you took on way too many projects at work and ended up feeling completely burnt out? That's what I'm talking about. Neglecting self-care can lead to exhaustion, stress, and even anxiety. It's like trying to run a marathon without proper training or rest. Eventually, you're going to hit a wall. But by prioritizing self-care, we can prevent that burnout and build resilience. We can learn to manage our energy effectively, set healthy boundaries, and ultimately live more fulfilling lives. So, what are some practical things you can do today to start taking care of yourself? Start small. Even 10 minutes of dedicated me time can make a difference. Listen to your favorite music, take a walk in nature, or simply sit down with a cup of tea and breathe deeply. Remember, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. By investing in your well-being, you're investing in your happiness, your success, and your ability to show up as the best version of yourself. Remember, ladies, we are powerful, capable women who deserve to be happy and healthy. Let's make self-care a priority, not an afterthought. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite ways to practice self-care? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's support each other on this journey. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share this episode with your friends who could use a little reminder to prioritize themselves. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.